There's one last thing holding XRP back, and I'm going to show you the shift that's already underway, and they know that the time is running out. This is why you've seen new campaigns launched against XRP. They're doing everything that they can to get you to drop that bag off. Meanwhile, the institutions, insiders, and smart money, they've been accumulating XRP, and as soon as those ETFs go live, we're going to see billions of dollars flowing in. Check it out. Now, don't take it from me. Let's just follow the money. Look at this data. Shout out to Nate Garassi. Another $500 million into the spot Ethereum ETFs yesterday. This is the fifth best day since launch, and we've seen $2.3 billion in inflows in the past five trading days. And since the beginning of July, the spot Ethereum ETFs have taken in nearly $1.5 billion more than the spot Bitcoin ETFs. And he notes the shift underway. But what happens when investors have other options other than Bitcoin and Ethereum? I mean, for crying out loud, Ethereum has had its ETFs live for 1 year and it still hasn't been able to hit a new all-time high. XRP has massive momentum, already at a new all-time high before the ETFs go live. And we got predictions from JP Morgan talking about $4 to $8 billion coming into the XRP ETFs year one. Canary Capital CEO talking about $5 billion pouring in the first month. Either way, we got billions on the way to XRP. The market cap multiplier, as I've explained, off of those inflows easily takes us to double-digit XRP. And it's why I continue to say that most people in crypto are really underestimating XRP and where we're going to top out this cycle. So I'm dropping a full update on my YouTube. Make sure you guys check it out.